This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a legal fight brewing between California and the Trump administration. I know. What else is new, right? This one, too, is about the environment. The Justice Department is suing to end the state's climate change program. It's an emissions cap and trade market, technically is what it's called. Yeah, that's a mouthful, but as Marketplace's Scott Tong explains, cap and trade has become a key tool in reducing global carbon emissions.
As the name suggests, cap-and-trade policy is a two-part thing. First, you set a cap on carbon emissions and give out allowances to businesses, basically permission to pollute, that add up to the cap. And then you let companies trade those allowances. If one company doesn't emit too much and doesn't need its permits, it can sell what's left over, or vice versa. It's a market-based idea, says NYU economist Gernot Wagner.
It creates the kind of flexibilities that businesses want in trying to comply with environmental laws. Ironically, anything related to climate seems like a liberal idea, but the cap and trade aspect of it has conservative Republican origins.
California began its system in 2012, and a year later it combined with Quebec's market, because the bigger the market, the better, says Erica Morehouse at Environmental Defense Fund.
So it's basically the ability to, if you want to sell something, to find a buyer, and if you want to buy something, to find a seller.
But the White House argues California, by crossing the border, is conducting foreign policy, which only the feds can do. But even if California wins, cap and trade is no silver bullet. It's complicated, says law professor Alice Caswan at the University of San Francisco. In Europe, for instance, regulators gave out too many pollution allowances.
So you weren't reducing emissions at all. And the same things continue to plague the Eastern States cap and trade program.
Still, for all its complexity, cap-and-trade is something more and more places are turning to, including a group of 9 U.S. states in the Northeast and South Korea and Australia. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.